Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 724 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Lauren, and we're going to mention a lot of resources in this episode, so forget the sponsor. Let's just get right to it. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. First and foremost, I just want to thank you for providing all this information to me. You have been extremely helpful. As of right now, I am trying to start my online business gearing towards the acting industry for voice actors. And I just need to know what course to take. You have provided tons of resources mentioning the Internet Mastery Program. And you've also referred me to Ramit, who has the Zero to Launch Program. And right now, I'm just stuck and torn in between which course to take. Should I just stick with you and your resources, or should I just branch off and follow Ramit, or should I purchase this Internet Mastery Program that is going to help me succeed in my online business? Do you have any ideas or insight on which course I should take?
Hey, Lauren, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it and all your kind words about SPI and what I do. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really do appreciate it. Now, I have recommended a number of different resources and courses and sort of thought leaders to follow in the past. And it's because I've followed them myself and I've taken these courses myself, and I can vouch for just how great they are and how effective they are. I mean, the first one that I ever took back in 2008 was called Internet Business Mastery Academy by Jeremy and Jason over at internetbusinessmastery.com. And that one did wonders for me in terms of not just allowing me to learn the things I needed to learn, from the technical things to the mindset stuff related to starting a business, but also just the community that was there too. It was just fantastic. And that's really why I stayed around for a while. Then I sort of, quote, graduated from there, and I've started to learn from others too. And, you know, every step along the way for me, I've been able to share who has made an impact on me. And I'm just very thankful that I'm now able to recommend these people, typically as an affiliate, who offer a commission for me when people buy through my link. And it's the same with Ramit and Internet Business Mastery. There's also youpreneur.com from Chris Ducker, which is very similar to Internet Business Mastery in terms of the way the course is structured. And then fizzle.co as well from Corbett and Chase over there. And that's an amazing program that I've gone through and checked out the videos myself, and I'm featured in there too. And then Ramit. Ramit is sort of a unique edge case that's different from those ones. His course, Zero to Launch, I've also looked through. It's amazing. And Ramit just is somebody who I've been completely just in love with in terms of how he's marketing, how he's building a business today, which is why I recommend ZTL or Zero to Launch today. And all those courses are great. And it can be difficult. It can be difficult to figure out which one is right for you. However, I would just say that you should pick one, just one. I've gotten into the mode in the past, and I know a lot of other people can relate to this, where, you know, you see all these different courses and they all have different styles, and you're like, oh, I want this one and this one and this one, and you get all three, and then you just don't do any work, or you get completely overwhelmed because people are saying different things, and although they all lead to the same thing, they are just confusing because you have all the different styles and all the different instructions happening all at the same time. So don't do that. You know, pick one and go with that and go through it 100% without any distractions from all the other ones. Now, the big question is obviously, well, which one do you choose? Well, for me, my answer is always choose the one that you feel is going to be best for you. Now, that's kind of a cop-out answer when you think about it, but I really do mean that. Everybody has a different style. Ramit is completely different from Jeremy and Jason, who's completely different from Corbett and Chase's style, who is completely different from Chris Ducker over at youpreneur.com. You know, beyond what they are teaching you, which is obviously where you want to start, like what kind of content are they sharing? Does it align with your goals and what you're looking to achieve? If they're very similar across the board, then look at the person who's teaching the course and how would you respond to their kinds of teaching? Look at free videos on YouTube and see how they teach. Would you respond well to them or not? Look at the testimonials on those websites and see if there's any commonalities between you and those people. Because typically, sometimes these courses really make a big impact on a certain kind of person or a certain kind of people. And so are you a part of that crowd or are you not? Also, try to find Facebook groups where people are talking about these programs so you can hear real voices or real conversations about them. Twitter is also a great place to hear what people think about these things. But again, also keep in mind that each of these people are marketing their courses and are going to say the best things that they can about themselves to prove to you that they are the best one. But really, it's going to be up to you and your gut. So use your gut. Try to determine who or which course, based on the instructions and the instructor and the style, is going to be most effective for you. You really have nothing to lose except energy if you were to pick all of them. But pick one, go with it, and you know all of them. I believe all of them offer a money back guarantee. So if you go in there and you can just easily tell that it's not for you, you can more than likely easily get your money back and try another one. And if you do that, I would just be honest with the person that you were asking a refund from. I would appreciate that if that happened to me in any course that I had, because I just want to know. But again, just pick somebody who works with you in your style. And I can't tell you who that is, but I recommend all those people. And right now, you know, if you were to force me to pick one that I would recommend at this moment in time, if you're literally starting from scratch, it would be Ramit Sethi over at ZTL. So if you want to check that out, askpat.com/ZTL. It's a great resource, and it's just amazing because Ramit's a great teacher. But he's not for everybody. And so, again, make sure that the person that you're learning from is right for you. So, Lauren, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Best of luck, and thank you again for trusting me to answer your question. For those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much, and here's a quote to finish off the day by John Allen Paulos. He said, "Uncertainty is the only certainty there is, and knowing how to live with insecurity is the only security." Take care, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.